Blog Talk Radio.
Against your character, you will win, win, you will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. Came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. Oh, you will win. I wanna let you know today that you will win. Hey, yeah. I know.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refuse to let me sink. sore, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love, when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, closing every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing
can separate me
from
when there's so much more.
I haven't haven't seen, ears haven't heard. And our life is still worth fighting for. Our life, the purpose of God, the plan of God, the will of God is all worth fighting for. And I just thank God for that song. Thank God for being here another week. One half of your host, Terrence.
I'm the other half of your host, Tanisha. And thank you for tuning in tonight. We're excited to be here. Today is June 23rd, 2021. It's 7:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're excited to be here. What an amazing song. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. And it's so true. You know, we can't even imagine. I was having a conversation earlier about heaven and hell with a family member and trying to explain my experiences in heaven and trying to explain just the colors alone. And I was saying how I just can't. There's like millions of colors there that don't exist here. And it's hard to describe it because they're nothing like any of the colors here. Not only are they not as far as what we can, the way we see them, but we experience the colors there. It's not just a sight thing. You can smell them and hear them. It's just really amazing. And we just have no idea, you know. We do, but it's hard to describe. And I just thank God for allowing me a glimpse of what we haven't seen or heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving me a little taste of what's to come, and it's just beautiful and amazing and something that you can't really put into words. Terrence and I were even talking about the other day how God shows himself in his creations, and we can look at the animal kingdom, you know, certain birds and fish and even bugs that have these beautiful iridescent colors with gold flecks, and there's all this dimension to them that, man, we try to mimic. But God did it. It's natural because it was made by the hand of God. And that kind of gives us just a little tiny taste of the colors and how the colors are in heaven. They're not flat. They have dimension to them. Mm-hmm. So we have something to look forward to on the other side. But we don't even know what God has for us on this side. How many of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who, you know, grew up on a farm or something and end up being a mega pastor, something like that. We just don't even know even what God has in store for us on this side of eternity. And it's worth getting excited about because the Word of God says that his plans for us are good and not for our destruction. And he knows the plans that he has for us, not to bring us harm. So we always have something to look forward to, you know. Terrence and I, we have a heart for people, and we want people to win. We want people to partake in the abundant life that our Lord and Savior died to give them. And when you become engrafted in, you really don't know what God has for you. There's an excitement every day when you wake up and he's blessed you with another opportunity to be in space and time here on this side of eternity, because that means that he has plans for you and that there's things that you just don't even know yet. And we can rejoice about that.
Yeah, because that, to sum it up, it just puts our faith in perspective. Because, you know, when you read scripture, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
So without faith, he said, it's impossible to please him. Because you got to have faith to believe in what you can't see. That you have to put your faith out there, you know, to believe in something that you haven't seen, witnessed, or experienced yet.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your faith out there to usher it in. And that's what God needs us to do here in the earth. Usher in what he wants to happen in your life. You know, because we were talking the other day about how doubt, you know, we have to believe without a shadow of a doubt. Not even the mere shadow of doubt, not even putting doubt, the whole picture of doubt in it, but a shadow of it would contaminate the whole mission has to be important,
mm-hmm.
because doubt has crept in.
Yeah.
And so we wonder why we really don't see a lot of miracles happening. We wonder why we don't see a lot of healings happening. We wonder why so many things, quote unquote, we're not seeing it happen. You have to ask yourself, am I really putting my faith out there? Am I really gathering with people that really believe that? That's what God operates in. He's present when two or more gather. Things happen. Things happen when we put our faith on the line. Yeah, I just pray, and my biggest prayer is that we believe, is that we really have our faith out there for God to operate in our lives. With operating our lives more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just enough for abundance. He says that I come that you might have life more abundantly. Abundance is already there, but he put more on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that lets you know that supernaturally God wants to do things. And if we really want to see supernatural things happen, you have to really be in a situation for the supernatural to occur. Because if there is no sickness, what's the need of healing?
Mm.
You know, if there is no pain, what's the need for feeling good? You have to have that there in order for what God wants to do to come in and change it. So it has to be out of alignment. And I know a lot of us got things out of alignment in our lives right now. You know, some of us need a miracle with our stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us really need God to come in and change our mind. Many of us have addictions, and all of our addictions ain't the same. We're all addicted to something in some way. But you know, we would just focus on certain kinds of addictions. But an addiction is an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us need to be made free from this, set free from those particular things. We have to be praying for one another. We have to be walking in full assurance that God will do just what he said. I'm a believer. He's done so much. I was talking to the Lord earlier today, and I said, Lord, thank you for all that you have done. And he reminded me, he said, look at the fact that you said what I have done. So if I've done it, don't doubt what you haven't seen yet.
Mm.
Don't doubt what I'm going to release or going to do. Done means past tense.
Mm.
Well, no, Lord, he reminded me of situations where, you know, I didn't see a way out of it. I didn't see a resolution to it or anything. But he revealed. He ordered the steps. Do we really believe that our steps are ordered by the Lord? Do we really believe that God can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or think? That's where we have to keep our faith out there. Not just put our faith out there for certain things. Have your faith on the ready. All the time, our faith needs to be on the ready. Trust what God has said. Know what God has told you.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it and keep moving. Act like it. The Lord told me that I can. We already have this archive. It is noted, so we can go back in the archives. When I remember missing on the show, when the Lord told me to begin walking, that would begin to help my back. But I allowed the pain, the discomfort, and everything to put that on pause. Then I had a car accident. And now I'm at the chiropractor. And the chiropractor reaffirmed that, yeah, you need to be walking. You need to be walking. And so I was like, wow. And God was just sitting there like, I ain't going to tell you I told you so, but you know. So it's just what it is. It's a reminder. You know, it just goes to show how have we just listened to God and just do what he tells us to do when he says do it. You know, would I have avoided that car accident? I don't know. I'm not sure because I don't even know what all that the accident entailed. But I do know if I had started walking then, I would be feeling better now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be steps ahead of it. But God still uses everything, and he grants us the grace.
Mm-hmm.
And by my still being here, he's graced me to do it now. And so I just learned to practice. Okay, when God says things, because there's certain things you have to wait on. He'll tell you things in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's certain things that God will tell you that you can start right then.
Right. Got to move when he says move.
Right then. And so we have to stay in tune and not be hard-headed. And not get... And a lot of times, I don't think we really... It's that we're hard-headed in a lot of ways. A lot of times... We get distracted. We get off focus.
Mm-hmm.
We allow other things to come in and take that time. We find reasons or excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make those things more important. You know, we'll give it this level of, come here. Let me give you this tag of importance because you're going to be important. And it really ain't. It really not that important. But those are the things that we do, and we have a sense of self-efficacy. Well, you know, I was doing that, so I couldn't get to it today because I had that going. You know, I had to do this.
Or like you say with the walking, like, well, mm-hmm. I'm going to be uncomfortable or in pain. So.
Right. It hurts to walk.
Right.
You know, these are the things I'm telling myself because I did try it. And whoo, I would hurt more after them 3 minutes. I'm like, I don't want to do that again.
That goes down to the trust thing, though. And that even mm-hmm. goes down to the scripture, choose you this day who you will serve.
Absolutely.
Because you could serve your pain or you could serve God. And a lot of the times, God will tell us to do something, and when we don't see, you know, instant results,
mm-hmm.
we start to allow doubt to creep in, and well,
absolutely.
Surely God didn't tell you that because every time I'm going for my walks, I'm feeling worse than
right.
I felt before the walk. So we start to dismantle the very word of God.
Absolutely.
And we start to build a wall of excuses as to why we're not doing what he told us to do
mm-hmm.
because it's a lack of trust.
That's good. And so tonight we're going to focus on just trusting God and continuously trusting him. Because
mm-hmm.
we always need him. God is always welcome and needed in my life.
Amen.
I know I can't do nothing without him, period. At all. Can't do a thing.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. But again, thank you all for joining us tonight. We're going to do a corporate prayer, and let's just get into taking some calls until 8:30. That'll give us right at an hour left, because sometimes we just we'll preach to 8 times. However God leads us, that's just what we do. And so tonight, again, we're grateful, you know, to have everybody here. Everybody here, we're grateful that you've taken time to want to hear from God. Taking time to hear from him, to get instructions for your life. So you're definitely all on the right track. You're moving and heading in the right direction. And so we're grateful for that. And so I pray if there's nothing else.
I just want to really quickly read the scripture. John 10:10 out of the Amplified. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance, to the full till it overflows. That's the Amplified version, and that's the words of Red. So this is Jesus speaking, that he came that you may have life and have it in abundance. And so you have to remember, when he's directing and guiding you, and he's telling you what to do, this is what he came to do. It's a step towards your abundance. It's a step towards you partaking in your inheritance and everything that he died to provide to you. So you have to remember that and trust the process.
Amen. Trust the process. Because the process is key. Because everything has a process.
Everything. And usually that middle part don't look like the end. You ever watch artists sketch and they start making lines and shading in and stuff, and sometimes it'd be looking like real ugly.
Where are they going with this?
Yeah, you're not following. And then it ends up being this beautiful masterpiece. You know, it turns out to be something just absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. I mean, look at food. When it's in the middle stage of cooking, it looks ugly. And then it's all done. It looks all good and presentable. You know, it just looks tasty. Look at, as a barber, when you would cut hair, when you would do the blending, at first when you do like the first few lines, I'm like, man, that looks jacked up. Like, what is going on here? But then you would like blend it. Man, it would look so good, so neat, and so nice. I mean, everything has a process. And usually that middle part don't look too hot.
You just got to keep going.
You got to keep going. And it usually doesn't look like the end product. It looks like it's kind of the opposite of what the end, what you were trying to go for. It's like, I must have made a left in Albuquerque, because this is looking the opposite of what I'm trying to do. So, but you got to trust the process.
You got to go through that ugly.
Yeah, you got to go through the ugly. You got to.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for being here this evening, Lord. We just thank you for giving us life, Father, to serve. And you coming that we may have life more abundantly, in abundance.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you that you're so gracious toward us and merciful toward us. We thank you that you loved us first, Father. Lord, we thank you for having us in mind and keeping us in mind. And Lord, I pray that we experience your love at a greater level, on another level. Lord, experience your love in a way that will reconstruct our way of thinking, and that we will begin to adopt the mind of you. We want your mind. We want to think like you, Jesus. We want to move like you. We want to move like you. We want to be willing like you. And so, Lord, strengthen us where we're weak, Heavenly Father. Rebuild us where we have been torn down in our lives, and broken and bruised. Heal us, Father, where there is sickness, Father God. And Lord, just give us wisdom. Wisdom on how to use what you have given us and what you have provided us. And we just thank you for the increase in ideas, the increase in instructions on how to do what you've called us to do. We'll open our ears to hear tonight. As we hear from you, Lord, we just know that you're going to meet the needs of your people. So, Lord, we decrease as you increase in Jesus' name, that every need be filled tonight, and you hear the cries of your children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I've been seeing calls drop and come back. You've been dropping, coming back.
I wonder if there's a issue with Blog Talk.
I don't know. We'll find out. First caller, 443-373.
Yes.
Hey,
yes, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Dave in California.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm okay. How you doing?
Great, great. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, you too.
I would. Let's pray for you because I want to hear from you, definitely.
Okay.
Wow. I'm going to mute you for a second.
Lord, we thank you right now for Dave, Father God. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you for him understanding what true abundance is and seeing it in all ways, all fashions, all forms. Because that's such a broad word, abundance. We can hear life abundantly and we can put an idea, we can define it in our own way based on experience or our perception of abundance. But Father God, give him the true meaning and understanding of that word. What is real abundance? What do you mean by abundance? How do you define abundance? Because Lord, we know if we were to go out in the street and survey 100 people and ask them, if somebody said they were to give you an abundant life, what does it mean? We may get 100 different answers. But Lord, we always want to see things and define things based on the way you see and define things. So Father God, help them to live that out, live out abundance, to have a true abundant life, and give him the faith to believe that he will have a full abundant life, and that he does have, that he already possesses a full abundant life, and that some forms of it just are in the process of manifesting. But give him the faith. Dave, I see it's the analogy that the Lord has given me. It's almost like if when we have problems with our car, right? We'll take our car to a mechanic, tell the mechanic what the problem is. We leave it. We trust that the mechanic is going to do what they say they're going to do. And then they call us and say, your car is ready. And we go with the expectation that the car is fixed and it's ready to go. And so have that same type of expectation that you've traded in your life for the life that God has for you. And when he says, you know, it's time to go, it's ready, or whatever signal he gives you, trust whatever he's telling you. That whatever he said, that it's so. Have that same trust, because we know how to have the type of faith that we need. We just don't have it. We need to learn how to apply it to the things of God. But we have the ability. We've even got the practice of having the type of faith. But we just need to put it in practice and apply it to the things of God. Have that same faith. If whatever God told you, believe it just like that. That his word is enough. And that his experience is enough. His track record is enough. That's why we trust mechanics, right? Because normally we read reviews or we've had experience with them. So if they told us something, we trust what they told us because of who they are. And so God is getting you and maturing you to that same level where you trust what he says just because of who he is. His word is good enough for you that if he said he did it, you trust that he did it with no doubt. And all you're doing is walking your path to pick it up, to pick up the different things along the journey on your race.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good. Dave, 1 Corinthians, first chapter, we're going to start with verse 5. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. This is how the Lord wanted you to hear it. It says, verse 5, it says, "In him you have been made extravagantly rich in every way. You have been endowed with a wealth of inspired utterance and the riches that come from your intimate knowledge of him. For the reality of the truth of Christ is seen among you and strengthened through your experience of him. So now you aren't lacking any spiritual gift as you eagerly await the unveiling of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He will keep you steady and strong to the very end, making your character mature so that you will be found innocent on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is forever faithful and can be trusted to do this in you, for he has invited you to co-share the life of his son, Jesus, the Anointed One, our King." So, Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we just thank you for revealing the fruits of his labor, and allowing what has been going on spiritually to manifest naturally. I'm seeing that it is manifestation time. And during the time, I know you're familiar with the saying that the darkest hour is just before day. It's so true. It's so true. Enemy really wants to come at you to try to deter you because you're so close. He wants you to deny the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to deny the gift. But the devil is alive. And we just thank you tonight, Lord, for the strength, Father God. We thank you for his continued obedience. And Father, we just thank you for the manifestation of all that you have set aside for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is entering in season. This is entering in season. And so God is pleased. God is pleased with your continuous work, your continuous pursuit in him and after him. And so in the day of him, the day of our Lord, you will be seen innocent, regardless of what people say and this and other. Man, God has something very, very special set aside for you. I mean, like, a quick turnaround, like boom. Like Tanisha was talking about going through that ugly phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the ugly phase was part of the process, but it doesn't resemble the end result. You can't even see it in that ugly phase. But the end result is what it is. And we just thank God for your endurance. Because that's who the race is given to. The ones that endure. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. What's been up, Dave?
Thank you, guys. It's pretty much everything you just said, you know, just being pressed on every side. But I really feel like a breakthrough is close. And it seems like everything in my life is kind of, coming to a new start. You know, it's like, seems like all the stuff of old, all those doors are being closed, and God is, you know, really just starting a new thing in my life. And it's been through a lot of travesty and just a lot of heartache, you know, but continuing to press forward and just, you know, never stop doubting or believing, just fulfilling the purpose that he has for me.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. You got anything specifically you want us to hook up with you on tonight?
Well, just believing for a house. And I have an RV I have for sale. Just like to get that sold and then move on to the next phase. I think that's like the last thing pertaining to the old. He put it on my heart to put it up for sale. I actually have a guy coming to look at it tomorrow. And so I really believe that that's part of the end of the old. You know, that's gonna it's gonna depict two things. It's gonna depict a closing and then an opening. You know.
Yeah.
So the sale of that, and then like the place he wants us to live after that.
Okay. All right, Heavenly Father, we've come testing and agreeing with our brother tonight, Father God, that you revealed to him where to go. You revealed to him his home and place where you want him to start anew, start fresh. Not start over, but start new. And Lord, we just thank you for the new things in Dave's life, and that the old things will be passed away. They'll be passed away, and so that everything that's connected to the past, he profits from whether it's through the experience or financially, but he's profited from the past, which will be like energy, a source for what's new, it's a new appreciation that comes along with it. It's a higher level of awareness. A dedication comes along with it, because when you're coming from something old, especially something old that hurts, something old that caused like major discomfort, and you move into that new place, you never want to go back there again. You never want to return back there. So Lord, we just thank you that as everything is new in Dave's life, that he continues to build on what's new and continues to create new memories and new moments and new opportunities. And so Lord, we just thank you that his faith doesn't waver, and that he's strong in his faith, and that he believes you wholeheartedly all the way through the end, even through the opposition and in the pushback. So when the pushback comes, who pushes back on the pushback? He doesn't fold.
Amen.
We just thank you for ordering his steps and opening his eyes to see exactly what you want him to see, and that he moves exactly when you want him to move. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you so much.
Man, God bless you,
You're
brother.
Welcome.
All right. Bless you. Thanks for being there.
Thank you. All right,
man. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Hold on. I took a sip of this cold coffee and I almost choked on it when you said.
we know that. People say, how are you? And you don't want to give that pat answer. You're like, I'm here. You know?
I want to say I'm fine, but, you know.
Sometimes that's not the truth.
Right. It's just not the truth. Yeah. And that's
I can't lie.
That's honest. And see, like, with me, Miss Nita, I've had this conversation before. And see, like, with me, like, I know that I might not be feeling good, but I'll be saying it anyway. Because I would say, hey, that's what I want it to be. And Tanisha has helped me just like, you know, just admit it, but don't dwell on it. You know, you can say it's okay. Look, I ain't feeling good today. Right now, it's not what it is for me right now.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to when I get beyond this. I'm looking forward to when I will be feeling good, this, that, and other. Will you pray with me? Would you pray for me? Can we hook up? You know, so honesty. And I see with you, Jennifer, that God is really, he's opening you up to just be like, take the burden of being honest off. Because sometimes people feel like it's a burden to be honest with people, because if you don't say what people want to hear,
right,
you know, they may get offended. And so you'll say something, just to, you know, make them feel good or this, that, and another. But God is definitely opening you up, to be like extra honest with people about things, especially when they come to you, when they come to you. Because sometimes, you know, people have asked me things and I've changed the subject because I didn't want to be honest with them about certain stuff. Like, oh, man, I don't really want to say that, you know. I changed the subject, you know, but I thank God for their growth, because when he tells me to say something, I say it and really not worry about, you know, how they're going to feel about it, especially, you know, that I've said it, because I put it in God's hands. I trust him to handle them,
mm-hmm.
because if he told me to share it, it's something that's needed. And so it's definitely a, I see like really like a relationship. How would you say it? Like when you know your relationship is solid, like it's tight, I just see like you and God's relationship, you know, really going to another level where you're going to see him not more so just from the king's perspective, not more so than just from the father's perspective, you know, that the role that he plays, but you're going to see him as your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how friends get together and talk now. You know how it is when you can talk with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your friend is going to be honest with you. Your friend is like, hey, now look, Jennifer, I love you, but this right here, and your friend don't care about how you gonna feel about this, because your friend mm-hmm. loves you, and so you know your friend sticks closer than your brothers and your sisters. It's a God friend, and that's what I see God really putting in you, teaching you how to be a true friend, a God friend to people. You know, not just an acquaintance that people call friends, but really being a true friend. He's going to really deal with you on what a friend really is, because I really sense that's the level that he's going to open up to you on, you know, to get you out of that uneasiness, you know, that little shaky feeling, you know, that little space in your life where you just, I don't really know how to move on this. God is going to show you how to move. And that's what I got for you right now, Jennifer.
Amen. You know, that what you were saying is exactly what I was feeling. Like earlier, I was having a conversation with somebody about somebody, their friend had came to them wanting some advice about their behavior, and they were very honest about it, and they said they felt like they weren't being a good supportive friend. And I said, well, why didn't you feel that? They said, because they were saying things to the friend that the friend didn't want to hear. The friend got angry at what they were saying. And so I asked, well, why did you say it? Because it's the truth. I said, that's a real friend. I said, mm-hmm. love tells the truth. I said, being a good friend and being supportive is not just going along with people's shenanigans mm-hmm. and foolishness. It's
right.
pointing it out
mm-hmm.
and saying, oh, that's shenanigans and foolishness. The way you behave is not wise, and telling the truth in love, you know, I said, and that's being supportive. And I see God really lifting, like Terrence said, lifting that burden off of feeling like guilty about telling the truth, because we need the truth. People know, don't ask me if you don't want the truth.
Amen.
Even if, you know, my coworkers, how's your day going? It's from the pits of hell. Yours? You know, like if that's the way I'm feeling at that moment, you know, if everything's imploding and my my inbox is on fire. Everybody's getting on my nerves, and I just want to toss my laptop out the window like a frisbee. You know, I'm gonna say that I'm having a rough time. You know, I'm having a rough day. I'm ready to just, you know, send that letter. I'm considering living under a bridge. You know, whatever. And I tell them, you know, it's just the way I feel. That's not the reality of things. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's just how I'm feeling in this moment. But I know that, you know, I'm not always going to feel this way. And I know that my feelings are not always the truth. You know, when you're really contemplating, you know, having your family live under a bridge, you know that that's not the truth. You're just having a rough time. But I'm very honest, and I don't apologize for that. But, and also when people come to me for advice or prayer or whatever the case may be, I'm always very honest. And sometimes people don't like that. I've had people tell me, you know, you get on my nerves because you don't, you know, I was wanting you to do this, or I thought she was going to say that. Well, I don't know why you thought that. I said, I don't side with people. I side with truth. Mm. And that's just the way I'm built, and that's the way it's going to be, period. And I don't apologize for that. Even when people are in dispute, even parents knows, he could tell you, I could say, you're the one in the wrong. Mm-hmm. I love you, but you on the side of wrong.
Absolutely.
Because, again, I don't side with people. I side with truth. I'm following where's the truth, you know. And so I see you operating just like that, but not feeling that guilt or that care about what people, oh, they're going to be mad at me. Oh, well, they're not mad at you. They're mad at the truth. The truth hurts sometimes. You know, if you don't like the truth, change it. That's what I tell people, mm-hmm. especially when you're the one that's causing this thing to be the truth. Because of what you're doing, your actions, or what you're saying, or whatever the case may be. And if you don't like that, then you need to change it. You have the power. So God is going to release that that burden off of you where you don't feel any type of way. I said, mm-hmm. I sleep sound at night. You know, I don't feel no type of way about telling the truth. You know, again, if you don't want the truth, go elsewhere. That's all I'm serving here. That's all I'm selling here. That's all I'm giving here. That's all I'm donating. That's all you're getting. You want something else, go somewhere else. I am not Burger King. You're not getting it your way at all. You're going to get it the truth way, and that's it. And I also see God changing your perspective of things, because a lot of the times the way we cope with life is based on the way we view it, perspective. You know, it's not that things are so rough. It's the way we're seeing it, the way we're the lens, rather, that we're using and the filter that it's going through. And I see God really changing that for you, changing your perspective so that you're able to cope with things easier because you're going to view it differently. You know, I was told about somebody who's having a rough time at work with a coworker, and they were not bringing it to management's attention because they kept calling it, quote, snitching. Well, I'm not a snitch. I'm not going to snitch. And so the question that I posed was, why is bringing a matter, bringing the attention to a matter, you know, to management, snitching? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a perspective thing. And yet this person was allowing these situations to eat them up. And but they were looking at it like, well, I can't say anything because I'm snitching. But yet it's causing them grief, and it was causing a slow buildup. To where they finally just exploded, and everybody looked at them like they were crazy because they weren't saying anything. And so I was like, that's a perspective thing. If you looked at it like I'm addressing a matter versus looking at it like snitching, then you would cope differently. Mm. And you would behave differently, and you would respond differently. So it's not that the matter was so intolerable. It's just it was a matter of the perspective. They weren't viewing it from a perspective that would allow them to be effective in the situation. Instead, it was like a slow drip of gasoline, and finally somebody, one little spark just set them off, blew them up. And everybody around was like, what in the world is going on with this person? They look like a crazy person, because whatever the little spark was didn't warrant the response. But really it was a slow drip of all the other stuff that they weren't, quote, snitching about. And so I see the Lord changing your perspective so that you're coping better with things. A lot of times, well, I can't take this. Yes, you can.
If you're dealing with it, you can take it. Even if it's rough, but you got to change the way you view it. You know, when I went through one of the roughest points in my life, I remember thinking that, I was like, I can't deal with this. This is too much for me to handle. And the Lord told me, now you have an opportunity to be with somebody who truly loves you. So when my first marriage fell apart, and it wasn't like, you know, a cool fall apart. It was like one of the worst ways possible. Like everything shifted. It felt like the bottom had fallen out. And I remember saying, I can't deal with all this. And the Lord said, now you have an opportunity to be with somebody who truly loves you. And I remember that perspective, me changing the way I looked at it, changed the way I coped with it. I was cool after that. I was okay after that. I was like, it was almost freaking people out because I was so cool and just kind of going with the flow, just trying to undo versus trying to fight and resist and being angry and being bitter and all this. Like it, just that word from the Lord changed my perspective and it changed how I coped and it changed how I moved and how I responded. And so I see God doing that with you. Things that may feel very weighty and very difficult, where he's going to just give you just a word and change your perspective. And now you're handling it different. Well, people are going to say, what's going on with you, Jennifer? I mean, I thought that whole thing was, you know, like a thorn on your side. And you're going to say, yeah, I felt like it at the time, but now I view it this way, or I see it differently. Lord, we just thank you right now for Jennifer. Lord, we thank you for the truth. We thank you of her being a bearer of truth. And we thank you for using her, Father God, to bring truth. Because people can't be set free with lies. It's the truth that makes us free. So it's not that she's just being callous towards people's feelings or dismissive. She's taking people out of bondage, whether they see that they're in bondage or not, as being a bearer of truth.
Yes.
And help her to see it that way. That you have when people come to you and they need to know what's going on, you can either hold them captive with lies, or you can set them free with the truth. Help her to see it even with that perspective. And Father God, give her a shift in her mind and her mentality, the way she views things, so that she's able to effectively cope and make good decisions, effective decisions. We can make decisions that are not effective just because we're trying to cope based on our perspective. We see it all the time that people do things to cope, but just because you're coping doesn't mean that it's healthy. It doesn't mean it's effective. Some people cope by eating. Some people cope by alcohol or being out all the time amongst people, being codependent. There's all sorts of ways that people cope, but we don't want to just cope. We want to effectively cope, and we want to make good, sound decisions. So I thank you, Father God, for the shift in her perspective, so that she's effectively coping with life and everything that life brings to her, even when other people are bringing their life issues to her, where she's effective in giving sound wisdom and advice. And even when she walks with people, when she's walking with them, that she's effective in helping them to cope and make good, sound decisions. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
That You're welcome.
Really spoke to me. I haven't been effectively coping. I've been coping, but not effectively. Some poor habits that I've been praying about, and that I just feel like I have no control over it. And so that just really spoke to me, and then your word did as well, because I have been speaking the truth and love to people, and they are just exiting my life like quicker than, you know, but I, you know, they just, so yeah, I mean, and I do feel bad at times, but I also know that, you know, the Lord has put things on my heart, and as long as I'm sharing them in love, you know, or, like I said, a lot of people are in bondage, And, you know, and watching them go right back into bondage is really hard sometimes.
Right.
You can just see the path of destruction that people are on, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you see it so crystal clear, and they don't see it.
Yeah.
They don't even see it, and it's so hard for you to even understand, because you're like, I see it so clear. How do you not? And you already know what the outcome is going to be if they continue on doing the things that they do, and it's just so hurtful, because that's not what God would have for them. That's not what He died to give them. You know, they're allowing emotions, or, you know, bad habits, or, you know, upbringing, or even bad advice, whatever. They're allowing these other things to dictate and make decisions on their behalf. And they don't even see the snare. They don't see the traps. Like, you have an aerial view and you see the trap. Like, two more steps, you're going to fall into the hole. And they don't see it. And it is heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you're trying to help and they don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like you're some sort of enemy, and or you're kicking them while they're down, and that's not even the case. You're trying to get them out of the pit, but they don't see it that way. You know, you just keep doing what you do.
Yeah.
Don't allow that to deter you. You just keep, like you said, speaking the truth in love, praying for them, praying that their eyes would be open, that the scales would come off, praying that they would, you know, seek God, praying that they will, that the, you know, the smoke screen of the enemy will be revealed. You know, you just, those type of situations just make us more effective in prayer, because we're really seeking, how can I, What type of prayers? What kind of effective prayers can I speak? What am I really seeing? Am I seeing a person who makes bad decisions? Am I seeing a person who's walking in delusion? So you pray against the delusion. You know, you pray against the bad mentality. It just makes you more effective. God uses it all. So all that's going to do is sharpen you and make you more effective. And that's the way you have to do it. That's the good that comes out of it, is that you're becoming more effective.
Praise God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
Did you have anything in particular that you wanted us to agree in prayer with you with?
Just confusion. I've just been really struggling, like, you know, there's so much out there with the church, and everybody's teaching something different, and I mean, I've had to just shut everything down and not listen to anything, because it was just confusing me and making me question things, and now the enemy is using that in my life now. Apart from PGN, I just don't listen to anything anymore. And I'm just going to allow the Holy Spirit to teach me, because it's just brought so much confusion in my life. And just so God just reveals the truth to me, the Holy Spirit, and that the enemy would quit this confusion, because it feels maddening at times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it. The difference. There's just a lot of confusion, division. There's just a lot going on. But we just touch and agree with Jennifer, Father God. We just break that confusion off of her mind, Father God, and help her to just hear your voice very clear. Let it be amplified. And help her to, even when she does get to the point where she's listening to other ministers, pastors, evangelists, help her know how to eat the meat and leave the fat. So to speak, how to separate.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're speaking some truth, and then there's some things that are just completely made up.
Yeah.
It help her testify, Father God, to where she's not confused, where she learns how to separate. That, okay, this is sound teaching, this is good, but this is not. And it could even be in the same message, the same sermon, where some of the stuff that's being said is the truth, and some of the stuff is some other stuff.
Yeah.
To help her separate it, to
to where the whole message isn't confusing, but make her, help her to identify the truth.
Yeah.
And reject the lies, or reject the extra stuff, or reject the things that put people in bondage. Help her to be able to separate, because we're just coming into a time, Lord, where there's going to be those people who are saying things in your name, but they're not sent of you. And so we as believers have to be able to identify the truth and the lies. And so help her, Father God, be a diligent student of your word, so that she can identify the truth and let it not cause confusion, where she says with certainty, this is the truth, that was true, but when they said that, that wasn't true. That didn't line up to the word. And that alone will combat the confusion, because she'll have certainty in it. And let that be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both.
You're welcome. God bless you too. Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Next caller here is 251-342.
Hello. This is Latrice from Alabama.
Yes.
Hey, Latrice, how are you tonight?
Tanisha is requesting prayer as well.
Okay. Is she there with you?
Oh, she's going to be. She's getting ready to pick up the other line. Tanisha and Terrence are on. Tell them hello. Hello.
Hey, Tanisha, how are you?
Hey, Tanisha. Been a minute.
Yeah, it has been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Been a minute. Yeah. Glad to have y'all on tonight. Well, let's pray. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah, right.
Okay. Lord, we just thank you. Let me start with Latrice. Lord, we thank you for Latrice, Father God. We just thank you for the widening of the view. It's like a lens will have a wide view, a narrow view, and so the widening of the view, you're just able to see more. You can see more, and not only can you see it, you can identify what it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
As your view has been widened. And I see God really doing that spiritually with you, to where because we all have had some type of model, we all have experienced things some type of way. But God is revealing things to you, Latrice, that haven't been taught by man.
Mm-hmm.
Yet.
Amen.
That you haven't heard, but you've read it, and even when you have raised questions about it, nobody really gave you a straight answer. But the Holy Spirit has given you an answer, and that's the truth, because the Holy Spirit says that he will lead us into all truth. He will teach us all truth. And so God is really opening you up to a new level spiritually, to where you're seeing things that have been there the whole time, but because of your view, you weren't able to really recognize it. You couldn't identify what it is. What it was. And so we just thank God for the widening of your view and giving you the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom on how to move on that in Jesus' name. Tanisha, Lord, we thank you for Tanisha, Father God. We just thank you that she sees the fruit, that she sees mm-hmm. the fruit ready. Like the fruit is ready to be picked. I mean, because all right, you know, when the fruit is ready on trees and nobody's there to pick it, it just gonna fall. It's gonna fall, and then it hits the bottom, the base of the tree, and a lot of times if nobody's there, it's gonna rot. It's going to rot, because the fruit has a time frame in which is disconnected from its lifeline to then provide nutrition and nutrients to the one that picks it, that it's for. It has a lifespan, and so God is saying, get the fruit, like pick the fruit and eat of this fruit. You know, because he's prepared it for you for it to be picked and for it to be consumed, so that it can give you the nutrients. It has given its life for you.
Mm-hmm. My Lord,
it was produced for you, so that you can continue. You know, when you look at fruit and things, as they grow, they sacrifice them. They're growing and they're beautiful. They get picked. They get removed from that vine, you know, and it's for our consumption, so that we can live. Because God has made you in his image and after his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's giving you dominion over everything here on this earth. You are his greatest. You are his greatest creation. We as human beings, we are his children. We are his greatest creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I look around and I look at trees. We were on our walk today and I was looking at trees. And I think it was yesterday. And we were looking at the trees. And we was looking at the different trees. And we were like, man, all these trees are not the same, but they're all trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're all trees, and this is the variety, and this is the what God created, the what was the word I used? Forget when we was talking about the trees yesterday. It wasn't variety, it was something else. It'll come to me. But the diversity. It was diversity.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. Yes, and so thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing that, because I would have had a whole attitude later on. Man, but the diversity, you know, and all of these creations that God made, and he made it all for us to enjoy them here in the earth. He made them all to do what they need to do, to help our life be enjoyable here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to have, you'll have moments of suffering. Think about this. But the suffering is not your life. It's when you learn how to suffer, you know how to live.
Say so.
When you have to learn how to suffer. Welcome suffering in. Welcome it. Because when you go through suffering, you are being transformed. You are being built differently to take on the next phase of your life that God has prepared for you. And so everything plays a role. It has a purpose. It definitely does. And so receive the perspective of benefits of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and Tanisha, we've suffered in many areas of our lives. You know, and when we look back, we were like, wow, we got through that. But I knew I couldn't have done it without the Lord.
Right.
And then we go back and we look back and we was like, but if we hadn't have gone through that, where we are right now, we probably wouldn't even be appreciating where we are. We wouldn't even be looking at the things the way we see it now.
Right.
You know,
thank
God for that suffering period. Because it's not for forever. It's temporary. It has its moment. It has its use. You get its use out of it.
Come on, so Jesus.
you use the suffering. You use the suffering. Because when you look at it, even when you got to go pick your own fruit, you got to get out there in that sun. You got to put on your fruit picking clothes, and you got to spend that time. But when you know what the fruit is made to do in your life, that little bit of suffering and getting out there in that heat is all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all worth it. It's just part of the process. And just thank God for revealing to you all that He wants you to see, and that you get a high level of understanding. And
Amen.
I'm going to start with Tanisha and end with Latrice. But with Tanisha, I got the same thing about the suffering. I saw a message that Keith Battle posted today, and I'm going to read them to you. He posted three little messages. One says, suffering is often the prerequisite to success. The second one is, God is working even when it's dark. He does some of His best work in the dark. And the third one, there are certain blessings that don't come without suffering. Sometimes it's needed. It's just there. And we be sitting there, why me? Why am I going through this? Why? Because there's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Don't focus on the suffering.
Yes.
It's just like if you want to have a fit body, there's suffering that comes along with it. You ever been in the gym and been lifting weights and all that? And then that next day, your whole body be aching, that peptic lactic acid or whatever it's called, be built all up in your muscles, and you be feeling like the Tin Man.
I'm feeling it right now.
You know what I'm saying? You be feeling just sick. Yeah, Tanson and I got back on our working out, and I know I'm feeling it, but I know what the end result is. So it's like when we know what the end result is for the suffering, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
But when we claim we trust God and we're suffering, and we be sitting here, why? What's happening? It's trust the process. Sometimes that's needed. You cannot have a fit body. You cannot be toned. You cannot have a six-pack without suffering. It doesn't happen, period. And whoever did that, even if they bought it and went and laid on the surgeon's table, they still have suffering because they have to have a recovery. You have to suffer to have certain things. There's certain, if you want to be at a certain level, there are some levels do require suffering.
My Lord.
Be like, you know what? So be it. Because God is going to get me through. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All include suffering. I can suffer. Like Terrence said, we have gone through suffering. And we know we didn't do nothing wrong. And we just accepted it. That this is just what it's going to take to see what God has already said. And I see God changing your view of suffering.
Thank you, Lord. Like
when people want to get their hair braided or do whatever. And sometimes you got to comb through your hair, or it takes too long. That's suffering, sitting there for 8 hours to get your hair done. But people do it because they want to be cute with their braids, whatever the case may be. They'll go through it because they know what the end result is. And so you have to know that your end result is all good because you're
Thank
in God.
You.
So it's all good. I might be suffering now, but there's something good coming out of it. There's a blessing for me. And another thing, Tanisha, I see is that God is going to, He's going to calm you to where people can't rattle your cage. The enemy knows how to rattle us. And it's like I see the enemy taking you and shaking you like shaking the hornet's nest. Shake, 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 shake. And then you just get all riled up. And God is going to calm you to where He can't rattle your cage, can't get your goat. Well, you're going to identify that, you know what, devil, I see what you're trying to do. It's not going to work. I'm going to sit here, I'm going to sip my lemonade, and I'm going to chill. And I'm going to let you do what you do and look stupid because I identify you, and you're it's not going to happen. And I'm going to go to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, He's trying to rattle my cage. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? So that you don't act out of emotion. Because that's what He tries to do. He watches us. He knows. So He knows how to rattle our cage. He knows how to get us all worked up, all riled up, all excited.
Hello? I don't hear Tanisha. Oh, let me stop talking. And then ain't never the bill, but it'll give me. Hang on, let me see if I can get them back.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over this situation. Let the voices come back in Jesus' name. Glory to your name, God. Hello?
There we go. Ladies, can you hear us?
We can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we
got up that devil.
Yeah, we're disconnected. He don't like that. He don't like that the Lord is going to calm Tanisha to where he can't affect her. You know, it's so true what the word says, resist the devil and he will flee. It's true. And God is going to resistance techniques so that the devil flees. Because he's going to come try to rattle your cage. He's really going to do it. He's going to come slide his can across your bars and try to get you all riled up. But when you don't respond, he stops. Because he knows it doesn't work anymore. That he's defeated in that area. So he's going, of course, he always try something new. But we're always a step ahead of him because of the God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
So God's going to calm you to where when stuff comes, you don't even like feel the same way. Where you get that
heart,
or you feel all hyped up or whatever. You're like, he's going to calm you where your response isn't even the same. Where you're going to have an automatic response to say, okay, Lord, what you want me to do? What are we doing, Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Because they over here, they tripping, Jesus. What are we doing? What you want me to do or say? Nothing? Okay. You want me to sit here and not? Okay. Let them talk or whatever. I don't have to give no rebuttal. I don't have to give no response. I don't have to give no energy. I'm only going to do what the Lord tells me to do. Your whole way that you operate is going to
change. Thank you, Lord.
Because you have like a fighter in you. And so when you have a fighter in you, you know, when people come with it, you tend to want to come with it too. It's a natural response because of how you're built and created. But God is going to teach you how to do it effectively and how to do it the way he wants you to do it so that you don't get yourself into extra things that he got to get you out of. You know, sometimes naturally who we are can get us into stuff. And God is so gracious and full of mercy that he gets us out of it. But it's better to just not be in it in the first place. And he's going to teach you how to not get yourself into extra stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you just say, okay, Lord, what are we doing? Or they're talking about this, or they're saying they're not going to do that. And at first they said they was going to do it. And where you just, your response automatically, Lord, they said they was going to do it. Now they're saying they're not. You take care of it and let me know what you want me to do. Because it's a team.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel like that. Like Team Jesus is for real. Where you don't make moves without consulting your teammate. What are we doing? Now, mm-hmm. I'm not making an executive decision. Lord, what are we doing? How are we handling this? What do you want? What are we saying? Because I represent you and we're a team. And that's the way you're going to operate. And it's going to cause you to, you're going to see that weapons are just disarmed. Because they're going to form, of course, and sometimes it looks scary, but you're going to see them disarm right before your very eyes. You're going to see it with your eyes. Where somebody
will point
at you, and they're going to say what they're going to do, and then you're going to go to the Lord and say, what do we do? And the Lord's going to tell you what to do, and you're going to see that thing disarm right then and there. You're going to watch it. So, Lord, we just thank you for Tanisha, Father God. We thank you for the fire in her. We thank you that you are directing the fire. You're directing the fire so that where things need to burn, she's going to let things burn. And we thank you, Father God, for the shift in how she identifies the enemy and doesn't let the enemy get her all riled up or rattle her or get her go, where she's very calm about things. She's very calm. Say, you know what? Jesus got this. I'm not going to get myself upset for what? I'm not going to pay in advance for something that I don't owe. He paid it all on the cross, so I'm not paying for that. I'm not going to pay for that with my peace. I'm not going to pay for that with my energy. I'm not going to pay for that with even my time. My time is limited. It's not my time. So I'm not going to use my time on petty things because it's not even my time to give that to. I'm going to ask the Lord what you want me to do with my time, changing the way she operates. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for Latrice, Father God. We thank you I see Latrice like you. I think I've given you this word. You seeing things for what they are.
Amen.
Seeing them for what they are. Because a lot of the times, the Lord gave me an analogy a few weeks back, and he said, it's almost like we live on earth and we're surrounded by truth. And everybody's reality is not the same because people's reality is based on what, how much truth they're allowing into their life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So their truth might not be the truth, because they've only allowed a little bit of truth in, and the rest of it is just lies and chaos or whatever the case may be. And God's going to give you the ability to see that, to see things for what they are. Because sometimes when there's conflict, sometimes we just be like, that's just nothing but the devil. But really the person is believing it. They're delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Or their reality is that's real to them, even though that's not the truth. But it's real to them. And so
Right. It's
make you, it, when you see it for what it is, now you know how to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not fighting the person per se, but now you see what's really at work. You see what principalities, mm-hmm. which are really at work. And you,
amen.
You're fighting that, which then in turn, once you're fighting that and that dismantles on that person, then now they change. So you're going to see, and it's not even just with people, it's everything. It could be a job saying, we're going to give you a fancy title and this, that, and the other, and they're lying. And you say, no, thanks. Well, you don't want the fancy title and you don't want this? No, I do not. Well, why? Because I don't. Thank you for the offer. And you don't owe them no explanation because you just see that it's a lie. You know, whatever the case may be, you're going to be able to see things for what they really are.
Amen.
People are going to be really. Some people will be upset because me, I don't call a liar a liar unless I need to. I'm just going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make my moves based on what I see. So if you say you're going to do something, I will politely decline because I know that you're lying. I don't have to tell you that you're lying. You know you're lying.
Amen.
And you may have sucked into it, and it's frustrating you because you try to figure out, well, why am I going along with your lies? I don't owe you that explanation. I'm just going to walk according to truth and let God direct and guide my steps. And you could be over there confused. That's not on me. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people get mad when they be trying to lie and you don't go along with it because they're trying to figure out,
amen.
What does she know? She know it almost drives them crazy.
They're
not gonna say, well, I was lying. Say, how did you know? You know, they're not gonna do that.
Mm-mm.
So they try other little manipulation tactics to try to figure out what you know and how much you know. I give them nothing. He gets nothing from me. If you lying, you know, take that. I'm gonna turn you over to the Lord, and you and him can have a chit chat. But that's how you operate. You're going to see things for what they really are, not what their appearance means, not what somebody said it was, but what it really is. And sometimes you will call it out. People say, this is chicken, and you'll say, no, it's beef. No, it's chicken. It's got a label and everything. No, it's not. It's beef. You're going to even say what it is sometimes. Sometimes you're just going to say, no, it's not. Sometimes you're going to say, no, it's beef, and tell it. But you're going to always identify it so that you're always going to be making decisions based on the absolute truth and not somebody else's false sense of reality or somebody else's perception, because there are many truths, but there is an absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things are true to that person because they don't have full knowledge, but you're not going to make decisions on their little sliver of truth. You're going to make decisions based on absolute truth. And sometimes they're not going to understand at the time, but then as they mature or as they allow God in, sometimes people are so, they cling so hard onto a lie, they don't even want the truth because they've been believing the lie, operating on it for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And they just don't even know how to let it go. Some people just don't know how to let it go, and they know it's a lie, but they just don't know how to let it go because all this time they've been operating and all this time they've been making moves and decisions and letting it dictate, and they don't know how to function without the lie.
Nope.
Some people really don't. But you're going to, that's not your problem. You're going to be making your moves based on absolute truth. What is God saying? Not what is you, not what your big mama said and your auntie and this, that, and the other. What does God say? And making moves based on that. Because some people really are, you know, in delusion and lies because of what their mama said and their auntie or
some family or whatever the case may be, even a pastor that meant well but had bad teaching. It's all sorts of reasons why people are operating in, you know, some truth or false senses of reality or whatever the case may be. But you're not going to make that your problem. You'll pray for them out of that box, but you're not going to put your foot in the snare with them. God's
Amen.
Not going to allow.
Go, God.
You're not going to chain yourself. You ain't going to become no chain gang with their bondage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
You're going to see it for what it is, and you're going to offer the key. I'm not going to allow myself to be in bondage with you, but if you want freedom, here is the key. The choice is yours. And that's the way
Amen.
You're going to offer. So, Lord, we thank you right now for Latrice, Father God, for the perspective of seeing absolute truth. Give her vision for absolute truth. Even when it's not in her sight, give her vision for absolute truth. So that she's making moves and decisions and even giving advice based on what she knows to be true. Because sometimes people will come to her for advice and they're telling half truths or telling their side of the story, knowing they're lying. But help her to
Amen.
Even be able to talk like that to where she's going to give advice based on what she knows, even though the person didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the person didn't tell her.
Oh, you pleasing
that. That's not what I told you, Ms. Latrice. I told you this, that, and the other. I know what you told me, and I know what's true. So I gave you the advice
mm-hmm.
based on the truth. So you could take it or leave it. So it
mm-hmm.
helps to see that, to where people are almost afraid to lie to her because they're going to identify that she sees through things and sees things for what they really are. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And you guys were so on the money as usual. I thank you, and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it. I command a miracle to find you all and perform itself in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
The truth is right out of our self. Yes, indeed. It is well in spite of.
Yeah.
Yep. You guys keep us uplifted in this nursing class with all of this spiritual wickedness, and we're going to count it done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all have a good night. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have one more person with their hand up. We're out of time. We're going to clear for Randy, but I'm going to pray real quick for 251-229. We just thank you the word I got was just victory. Victory. To just hold on to that and apply it to everything. You know, apply victory to anything you face. Just speak victory over it, and it's gonna happen that you have victory in all areas of your life. But that's just, I just saw victory like coming down like a big old 3D word, victory. So let that be done in Jesus' mighty name, victory. Amen. We're gonna clear it off. Let you guys call back in for Randy. Normally on Wednesdays he prays over everybody, so just call back about 8:45, so about 10 minutes. Hit 1 to go into the queue. And we love you all. Until next time, good night.